Just imagine the camp breakfast talk that Mechabolic generates. Did you see that giant dinosaur slug trash scavenging creature that moves across the desert in search of trash to feed and fuel itself? As a physical sculpture, the Mechabolic takes the form of an exploded assembly of digestive and respiratory organs laid out across the desert, with all features and functions rendered in the aesthetics of human anatomical illustration and mashed up with their associated mechanical metabolic machines, internal combustion engines, refining gasifiers, anaerobic digesters, liquefiers, process tanks, and condensation towers. The Mechabolic encases its hybrid biomachine organs in a slug-like form, where all ingested trash is converted into clean, biomass foods, fuels, using simple technologies of gasification, anaerobic digestion, and liquefaction. The Mechabolic then re-ingests the resulting foods and fuels to power its own locomotion, as well as a variety of high-altitude fire effects. Think of the classic Grey's Anatomy meets V8 Hot Rod and you've got the Mechabolic, by Jim Mason, Chicken John, Dan Davis, and Michael Christian. The Mechabolic invites participants to walk through the innards of an exploded metabolic animal and contribute their own waste paper, wood, coffee grounds, and food compost to the fuel-making effort. Participants can watch fuel and food processed through transparent tanks and plumbing, as well as handle the feed and fuels in the refining. All in all, a funhouse walkthrough journey of machine digestion and respiration, from mouth to anus, oil well to gas tank, trash dumpster to carburetor plenium, including all the interstitial fun and mysteries of organic chemistry. The Mechabolic creature also functions as an odd sort of biological gas station in the middle of the playa, collecting, processing, and dispensing biomass fuels to power wood gas converted art cars. A futuristic version of the ubiquitous pump-and-munch roadside gas station and diner. Mechanical engineering has broadly been the replication and expansion of the capabilities of the physical body, computer science and artificial intelligence, the replication and expansion of our perceptual and cognitive abilities. What usually goes unmentioned is the similarly bio-imitative energy systems we synthesize to power synthetic creatures. This metabolic artificial life project is seldom called out as such, but it is the core endeavor in the history of heat engine development, as well as that of many fuels refined and fought over to power them. Where usually a dry technical problem is seen, we want to suggest that what really is at issue here is replicating ourselves. Our intention with the Mechabolic is to re-render combustion machines and their related petroleum fuels, the foundations of our industrial energy economy. The artists had this to add about their project. Whether food or fuel, animals or engines, it is the same chemical process partaking of the same inputs, exhaling the same exhaust that fuel machines, body, and respiration. The early history of imitating animal respiration with mechanical heat engines was fed by mostly biomass sources, from whale oil to vegetable oil to wood-manufactured gaseous fuels to sewage-digested methane. The biggest source of methane is all the rotting stuff on the planet, made worse by biodegradable consumer products, and worst of all, hippies composting things. All organic matter put into the ground rots and produces large amounts of methane. It would be vastly better if we collected up all this waste biomass and burned it through thoughtful gasification, mining its energy as it returned back to the atmosphere as CO2, all the while generating a high carbon ash that is a vastly better fertilizer than just organic mulch. All in all, this alternative energy thing really shouldn't be a hippie, Luddite, green narrative of sin and renunciation of consumption, but rather a geek hack project of manipulating artificial life machines and their very old biosynthetic fuels, a Lego code hack of organic chemistry, ingesting municipal trash, tires, wood waste, and agricultural debris that will produce the heat, mechanical energy, and electrical energy that has fueled us for most of the last century.